Do you ever look around and think, wow, the world is a crazy place, and it just seems to get crazier and crazier? Ease your mind and take a break. This is Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We're a hub for inspirational Christian sermons, practical keys for Christian living, and Christian discussions and interviews. You'll be inspired to live the life that you were created for. Your host is a top-ranking podcaster, best-selling author, world record holder, aerospace engineer, life coach, evangelist, and founder of John Gifta International. Welcome to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta.
Hello everyone, it's wonderful for me to be here back on the Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta podcast after a gap of almost 4 weeks after I completed 1,000 episodes of the podcast. It's been a refreshing journey for me where I just wanted to take some time off and just spend time in the presence of the Lord and just asking for direction and just moving as per the flow of the Holy Spirit. Because you see, sometimes you need that break, you know. I'll maybe be talking about this in future episodes as well. But one of the things I want to talk to you today is that, you know, when we think about our own life, sometimes we look at our life and say, John, you know, I'm not seeing anything great happening, anything good happening. I've gone through a lot of unfair things. Maybe growing up, you didn't have a good childhood. Maybe you had some experience that most people in the world would not have gone through. Maybe you grew up, you know, in a dysfunctional home, or you went through some unfair incidents happening, or an experience like maybe you know, a calamity or a natural tragedy, or maybe a terrorist attack or something that you went through, and you're saying, John, you know what, my start of my life hasn't been good. You know, there are so many hurdles and so many things that push me under. And, you know, I can't expect anything good coming out of my life, John. I don't see a bright future. But, you know, I want to share this with you guys today because I believe this is such a powerful word. Even as we are in this Christmas season and we are moving towards, you know, remembering the day when Jesus was born for the salvation of mankind, I want to share something with you. You know, we all know one thing. When we think about the word Bethlehem, what comes to your mind? The fact that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, right? If you see Matthew chapter 2 verse 1, it says Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, right? So there's no doubt about it. Jesus, the Savior of the world, was born in Bethlehem. When you see in the scripture, the first time the word Bethlehem is mentioned, the first mention of the place of Bethlehem was actually in Genesis 35 verse 19, where Rachel died and was buried in Bethlehem. Okay, Rachel died and she was buried in Bethlehem. See, the first time Bethlehem is mentioned, the first time Bethlehem is introduced to us in the scripture is having a negative annotation to it. It's a moment when somebody died. It's a moment of tragedy. It's a moment of, you know, something unfair. It's a moment of, you know, deep sorrow and grief. And here you see that the very place that is known for grief, that is known for something bad, that is known for something that you don't want to speak about, a loss of a loved one, is the place where you see something beautiful coming out. You see the Savior of the world coming into the world. Think about this. The very place of grief turns up to the place where the man who's going to carry all our grief is going to be born. The very place of sorrow is the place where the man who's going to be called the man of sorrows, because he's going to carry the sins of the whole world, is going to be born. Think about this today. That your life today as a whole may seem like it's in a very bad shape. You're saying, John, my beginning has been bad, has been hard. But I want to challenge each one of you under the sound of my voice that this is your day. This is your moment. This is your time for you to say, you know what? I'm not going to let this stop me. I'm not going to let this keep me under. I'm going to choose to depend on God. Choose to look up to the Lord, because I believe that God is going to bring beauty out of these ashes. I believe that God is going to turn the tables around. I believe that what the enemy meant for harm, God is going to turn it for good. If you believe, I believe in the name of Jesus Christ that you will receive what the Lord has in store for you. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
You've been listening to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We hope you were blessed and inspired to live the life that God has for you. Make sure to subscribe to the John Gifta YouTube channel for regular uploads of sermons, skits, interviews, and more. Follow John Gifta on Instagram for regular inspirational posts. And don't forget to check out the best-selling books written by John Gifta, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, and the latest number one bestseller, Unveil Your Purpose, helping you discover your purpose and to start walking in it. Make sure to leave a rating and review, and be sure to share it with your friends and loved ones. If you'd like to donate, you can find the PayPal link in the description. And if you'd like to invite John Gifta to speak at your event or to get more details, go to the website at www.johngifta.com. See you on the next episode of the Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. God bless you.